The long passage that extends from here to the corner tower Röda Torn is called Väktargången, or Watchman Corridor. In the Watchman Corridor, there had been a wall with shutter windows to hide behind. Some shotguns are still left in the outer wall below us. Service here meant that you'd look out over the river to detect attacking troops, but also ships, which are required to pay a fee at the customs that is located just north of Jordfallsbrunn, down in Göta älv. During the 15th century, Bohus' economic significance became more noticeable, as Norway also owns a piece of the land on the eastern side of the Göta River, called Skårdalsgata. The river could also be blocked off and take tolls from ships and road travelers who passed to and from the Swedish city of Lödöse, further upstream. As early as 1441, the Swedish National Council filed a complaint about the illegal and unreasonable customs duty that was required of Swedish traffic past Bohus. Bohustullen, the toll, is one of the reasons why Lödöse, 1473, was moved closer to the estuary. The city will then become Nya Lödöse in the current Gothenburg district, Gamla Staden.